Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Block, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico sending shots, red dot, he the sniper. Lewis, see your wife and open mic and he gon' pipe. Lewis and Zach are back, yeah. Then they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lewis and Zach are back, yeah. The Zach and a rattlesnake spin straight facts, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lewis and Zach are back, yeah. The baby boy, Lewis and
Brah, brah, indeed, motherfuckers. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Louis and Zach Show. Zach D'Amico's here.
How you doing, pal?
What's up? Can you feel better? You look better.
I feel better, yeah.
Yeah, Zach was fucking rough for a few days. Zach was sick.
It's the result of living with somebody who works with children.
Yeah. Yep. You know, it's a double-edged sword. Being a pedophile, it kind of rules.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get first choice.
You just smell her hands and hair.
Ah.
You get sick because these little kids get sick a lot. This is the Lewis and Zach Show. We have a great show planned today. Very excited. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat that is joining us. All you fucking scumbags at gasdigital.com. The number one subscription you can get. I mean, let's get real. For the bang for the buck, thousands and thousands of hours of content, uncensored, ad-free, not available anywhere else. Bonus Friday show for Lewis and Zach. Bonus Friday show for Legion of Skanks. I mean, come on, baby boys. Get out there and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. You hate censorship. You hate advertising. We all know it. GasDigital.com. Use that promo code LAZ. Get instant access to everything. Pretty fucking sick. Add a discount, by the way. You get a discount with that LAZ promo code. Two incredible guests on the show today from the Everybody is Awful podcast. I think first time on Lewis and Zach, but, you know, obviously an old real ass podcast alum. The great Jim Florentine back on the show.
It's good to see you guys, man.
What's up, kid?
How's it going?
Chilling. Feeling very good. And also our other guest, bugging me out right now.
Bugging me out, dude.
It's bugging me the fuck out. You know, from the End podcast. Usually he has a mustachio, but he shaved it nice and clean shaven. Yeah. Ryan Shaner.
Thank
back
you so
on the
much.
Show.
Ryan Shaver.
I just want to let Ryan you know Shaver. This is I have 6 months to live. It's actually why I shaved this.
No, we like it. You're a handsome son of a bitch. Dude. What's funny is when you're shaving down, you're a handsome son of a bitch with the mustache. But when you shave it down, you got a fucking, like, an actually good-looking face,
you know,
under there.
It's the worst part is, like, I haven't had my face shaved since 2015.
Wow.
So
over a decade.
Dude, I did it, and how I fucked up, I was explaining to you, I was trimming my mustache with, like, scissors, and then I was like, oh, there's hair, like, underneath, trying to get it, and I was, like, hitting my lip, and I was like, fuck it, I'll just use my electric razor.
Yeah.
And I used the thing that flips up, and as soon as I did it, I put it up to my... Dude, I took a chunk.
It's a chunk out of the center.
Out of the center.
Like Animal, like, from the Legion of Doom.
Dude, it was so fucked up. And I did that thing, like, you know, where bitches are doing dumb TikToks where they're waxing their eyebrows?
Yeah, of course.
And they're like, oh, no! Dude, I fucking screamed.
You screamed. You're upset.
Fucking fruitcake.
Well, how long has it been now?
What?
Since you shaved.
A day.
So you're growing it back.
I think so.
Yeah. Are you? But you're thinking about.
I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about maybe keeping it because everyone's talking about how handsome you are.
No. I first off, I think I look like a Wish App GI Joe. I look like a fucking. I don't look great. I look good. I don't look. Great.
No, you got a handsome face. You got a handsome face.
It's just new. It's
the mustache is more of a style choice. You're still handsome with the mustache, but this is like you're like, oh my god. It's a handsome fucking devil underneath there.
It's also like, you know, I got rid of it, and then I was like, man, because for a while I was getting bummed out because a lot of dudes that I knew who had them were like curling it all the way.
Well, that's
like
psychotic.
Super
that's
gay.
Fucking gay.
And
so.
I was like, that's just like, and a lot of faggots have it, and I was like, I don't want to have it.
Yeah, my mustache. I'm just a mustache guy now. I started shaving my chin pubes, just doing the stash. It's still very spiky. But
it works for you.
It does work for me. When I shave my face, I look like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
So it's not good. Like, that's a good look for you. It's almost like you're ironically making yourself less good looking with the mustache.
ironic.
Yeah, it's almost like he hates women, so that's why he...
But well, then this, bitches like that, too.
But now this looks like I pay to hate women. That's what that's what I look like. I look like a professional women fucker, dude.
Yeah, it's very Aryan, very...
Yeah, super German.
Saluting the white race. You're yeah, dude, you look like a proud boy now, I'm much more so than before.
I definitely ordered 3 shirts from Kanye.
Yeah, dude, we ordered 5 shirts from Kanye. We did.
Yeah, they're going to sell them together and make one for me.
Are you going to put them in the top of a fucking... bathroom and let them rain down on top of
I don't
people?
Know where I'm gonna wear this Kanye shirt. I'm gonna wear it. Social media, the
Walmart. Just wear it to Walmart. Wear it out
to the bank.
Just wear it out.
It is.
Oh yeah, there won't be any there.
Yeah, it's a real choice to have that Kanye shirt.
The only place you'd be safe is that Skankfest wearing that.
Maybe that's where I wear it. Maybe you know what, dude? I do costumes every year. Maybe I'll just get a full fledged like Hitler uniform for Skankfest this year. That's
I
fine.
Got a better idea.
Please.
Because you obviously don't want pictures of you wearing it in the ether.
Yeah.
Wear it to Naked Roast.
Ooh. Oh, look at that. Very smart.
Very smart.
Because all cameras are banned.
Yeah. But I mean, it's such a popular shirt now. Aren't people going to get it?
I think people have already got it.
Not got the shirt. I mean, are they going to get why I'm wearing it? Like, it's fun.
Just a goof.
I'm not a Nazi. I don't hate Jews. I'm just saying, what a fun shirt to go and buy when he puts it for sale.
How much is it?
20 bones.
$20?
Pretty acceptable.
That's very, very, damn.
Because it was like designer.
That's affordable.
Is there anything on the tag? Do we know, Shannon? Does it have like a little Kanye logo on the tag? Because it's got to be a collector's item, right? At the very least, it will be worth more than $20. It's already down. So if you try to buy it on... in fact, look that up, Shannon. If you try to buy it on eBay or... No, you're not going to be able to... You can't sell it anywhere digitally, I bet.
I can't wait for the knockoff Yeezy shirts. The knockoff swastikas.
We can just do that. We can just make our own swastika shirts.
Can.
Why am I even wasting...
It's not hard to do.
...my effort or energy?
It's just lines.
But it's just $20.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, Jim, you're from the age group that would draw swastikas on your notebooks, on your, because I'm from that age group, and you're I'm thinking
we did that around the school. Yeah,
no, but
we just did it to be funny.
It was to be funny.
That's it.
Yeah,
bathroom stall swastika, yep. Fun.
Yeah, teacher's lounge.
We always in the bathroom or on the chalkboard. They had the history map covering the board, so we put a swastika in the.
Oh, that
so
is
we
fun.
Lifted yeah, up that's fun. In the middle of class, and it would see the swastika.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful time. It's just funny. That used to be. The YouTube comment section was just the bathroom stall in school or wherever. You just write whatever you want on those walls.
Yeah.
Put some whore's phone number, for a good time. That's a classic bit.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
How many phone numbers did you put in the bathroom?
I've done a few.
How many
phone
did you write down?
How many did you call?
When I see them, I call them. When cell phones became popular, you would see the numbers and you'd call it up and be like, oh, this isn't a whore asking for a good time.
No.
This is bullshit. But yeah, we have a great show planned today. I will say, guys, lots to talk about. Shannon, what are we up against today?
In 1941.
Columbus ate a honey bun?
1941. Yeezy shirts came out.
Also so close to the year that you've been waiting for, Lewis, 1941.
Yeah.
So the first injection of penicillin was administered to a patient by a British physician.
Okay.
And cured him for a month, and then he died because they ran out of penicillin.
What did they cure him of?
So he scratched his face on a rose bush, and it became infected, and he started getting abscesses.
A rose bush is natural.
Is that what they call them now? It's like, these aren't herpes. I scratched my face on a rose bush.
He started getting life-threatening abscesses on his eyes, face, and lungs. So his once they injected him, his temperature dropped. He was doing great. And then when they ran out of penicillin on March 15th, 1941, he died.
But,
You got an extra month.
They figured something out with that guy. Good for that guy.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. What do they use penicillin for now?
Syphilis.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, gonorrhea.
Well, no, I just took some other shit for syphilis and gonorrhea.
It's all in the same family, though.
Yeah, it ends with cillin. It was...
Amoxicillin.
Doxycycline.
I'm allergic to penicillin.
I'm allergic to penicillin,
too. I can't have it.
Really? How do you know?
When I was a baby, they did the... allergy tests.
Really?
Yeah. I'm allergic to penicillin, aspirin, ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin.
So anything that would take away
anything
your pain
that
or
anything
sickness.
That would take away my pain or venereal disease.
Damn, dude,
I can't have.
That sucks.
It really fucking
yeah.
Does.
I just finished. I got a text message from somebody saying that I had that they got an STD for me, which is a random text, which is a fun prank to play on your.
Was it written on a bathroom stall?
just and then yeah, you? I my doctor wasn't going to be able to see me for 2 weeks, and I was like, this is crazy. So I just got the antibiotics offline. And I did a full antibiotic cycle.
How did the text go?
It was just, it was like, hey, someone.
It was a service.
A service that said, hey, you know, someone that, you know, you've slept with has tested positive for some disease. I forget what it's called at this point. I talked about it.
It's a service that just texts you?
There's a service that does that. Yeah, it's beautiful.
How does it? I don't.
It's a website where you can sign up so that you can anonymously inform your partners.
Yeah. Which is crazy, yeah. So, but I never felt any symptoms or anything. I just took the doxycycline, and then there was another one. It was two of them. It was doxycycline, and then whatever the next one was.
Man,
yeah. But I feel great now.
So you're never gonna know who.
But
read
it was a prank, though.
I don't know if it was a prank. I didn't feel anything, and then the two girls that I had unprotected sex with also didn't have any symptoms or anything, and they're fine. But in my head, it was just gonna sort of drive me crazy. So I just opted to take the antibiotics.
Well, look at you being a nice guy.
I think it is. And I for the first time ever, I called both chicks. And I was like, hey, just so you know, this is what's going on. Like, old Lewis would have
been... He was jerking off while he did.
Old Lewis would have literally just
blocked
never, never mentioned anything.
Snap your phone in half. It's like, I don't know what happened.
What did the girls say?
Throws it in the ocean.
What did they say when you told them?
They were both cool. They were both...
Well, it depends on what was it. What was
it called again? Do you remember, Zach?
It was something we never heard of.
Yeah, it was judge something genitalium. What was it, Shannon? Come on.
I'm trying to find it.
Shannon, what did you text Lewis?
I can't remember any of the words.
The genitalium was the second one.
Genitalium was one of them.
Genitalia was one of
genitalium.
The
genitalium.
Oh,
I found it.
Yummy genitals.
Mycoplasma
genitalium. That's what it was.
That sounds like what they make action figures out of.
I got diagnosed with microgenitalia.
What the fuck is that?
I got microplastics in my cock.
That just sounds fake.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm feeling good now.
Hey,
if
good.
I but
good
in my head, I always have like some sort of like gonorrhea, chlamydia, something. It's just I if I think about my dick hard enough, it'll start to burn.
Man,
just I'm such a hypochondriac.
Talking about it.
Yeah, my dick's tingling. Wait
you
a
got
minute.
Psycho ball. Can
hold
Jesus.
On? Did an angel just get his wings? What is that, Jim? Have you ever had an STD? You're from a generation of guys.
No, I never got one.
Nothing.
Whoa. No, but when I was living down in Florida at the time, my buddies they were all in bands, so they were bringing chicks back all the time.
Of course.
So we didn't have any money, so we'd go down to the pet store and get fish tetracycline
because
that's a form of penicillin.
Nice.
So they were like 10 pills for like $4.
And you just take a cycle. And
just take a cycle. If we fuck some slutty chick, we're like, let's just start popping them now.
That is it's so funny. Like as I'm getting older, I'm less inclined to raw dog and cream pie a strange slutty chick.
Look at you.
Back in the day, I mean, I am growing, dude. In the day, I would not only would
Meanwhile, he just said he had two unprotected sex.
Well, I mean, having two girls that you're having unprotected sex with, that's not that bad. Considering who I am and what I do.
He knows their first and last names.
All right.
Wait.
Whoa.
And was it the same week?
Yeah, how far apart was it? How far apart was it?
They know about each other. What do you want me to say? And I'm cutting things off with the one. She was going through some shit. I had to wait to cut her off. I make the phone call, like, hey, you know, and she's like, this is going on right now. She started launching into all these problems. She knew I was going to fucking cut things off.
So. Hey, I may have fucked up your pussy. Also, shut up.
I'm surprised that one of your friends didn't tell you it was a prank at this point.
Well,
that sent it to you.
If they did, you know, they.
Like,
you know,
I could picture Big J doing something.
I did
like
it to
that.
Big J afterwards.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He didn't get it because we didn't put in. I guess they have to text you back at a real number to like verify.
Oh,
and we did it with like Ari Shaffir's. Like he had some like hotline number or whatever, and it just didn't. It never went through to Big J. But we should do it to somebody. It is fun.
It is. That sounds like a fun time.
It is a fun time. Very scary. What a scary thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, STDs. For a long time I thought herpes didn't even exist until I met you, Shane.
Yeah.
I was like, it does exist.
And I had to send the weirdest text to Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah. Can you be immune to herpes? Because I think I must be.
No, you can't be. Well, see, the whole thing with herpes is apparently like it's always in. If you had chicken pox, like the virus is.
I have had chicken pox. I have herpes.
It's always in your system.
That's not true. I tested negative for herpes.
You have a form of it in you.
It could lie. It could lie dormant for a while too. For years.
For years.
But it should pop up on a test.
Oh yeah. If you get stressed, and you know stress brings it on.
I was very up until the past like 6 months. I was extremely stressed at all times.
You're gonna have a big clown nose on that pee-pee.
Yeah, dude. God damn it. I don't know what I would do. I would fucking.
The first day is
terrible. you have to tell somebody if you have it now. Like it's a law.
Yeah. It's a law.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no.
You gotta do the disclaimer.
You go to jail.
They can press charges.
Stop it.
But a lot of when I was single, I did the disclaimer right up front. Like,
what do you
say?
How do you say it?
The whole thing is, if we were texting or sexting or fucking sending nudes or whatever, and they're like, "Yo, we should meet up and fuck," I'd be like, "Yo, I'm all about that." But you got it. I don't know if this is what you want to get into. And I just like list the whole thing. Like,
Your whole thing? Do you give
my
it,
whole thing is that I don't have any symptoms. I've never had an outbreak, but I did test positive for it. And like, there's no guarantee that you can't not get it.
Wow.
And a lot
that's
of them,
that's a genuine nightmare.
A lot of the, dude, it's like one of those things when you hit send, you're like, well, that's the end of that. Like, you really are just
that's
like,
that's what
well.
Your podcast was named after. Every girl you talk to, it's the end.
And would most back out after you told them that?
No, actually, 99% of them were like, oh, no. The weirdest thing is, this is what's so fucked up about it, is please. That there was a couple that I would text and be like, hey, just want to let you know, I have this going on. And they're like, oh, yeah, me too. I'm like, you weren't going to say anything.
Oh, the girl has said
she's
like,
herpes. Oh, weren't going to say a fucking thing.
That is terrifying.
And it's like that, to me, makes me like, ew,
but
I'm not
I've had one
that
girl in the history of my sexual escapades, sexcapades, if you will, tell me that she had herpes ever. And it was pretty recently. I was like, oh, we should hang out, this chick. And she was like, hey, just so I got herpes like a decade ago. She was like, I haven't had an outbreak in a while. And I was still very nice. I was like, yeah, I was like, we can still hang out.
You didn't do it. You didn't
hang out with her.
Man, you're a puss.
You know what? I probably would have if she was hotter. I'm not getting herpes from a fucking
yeah. You can't get
six.
It from an
that's
ogo.
Crazy.
That's a crazy.
Not
thing
ugly.
To do.
She was cute, but you know she yeah, wasn't.
Not,
she wasn't,
not herpes hot.
She wasn't hot enough to like because it was almost like, is there a path to making this my wife forever? And then you're like, yeah, I don't really care. If I was like married, who gives a shit? Give each other your STDs. Do whatever you got to do. But it's like. It was never going to happen beyond just
sure.
banging once.
And you wouldn't use a condom for this chick?
I mean, I would have to use a condom if she had herpes. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But you wouldn't. You didn't even want to test the water.
That was a goddamn nightmare, dude. Keep my dick inside of a hard inside of a condom?
Yeah, it's and a pain in the ass.
With
you
a
can't
six?
Go down on her, you might get it from going down on her.
And I love eating pussy.
Yeah.
I love
stick
it.
To the butt. Got to stick to the butthole, dude.
Have you ever had a girl admit that she has an STD to you before you banged her?
No, but one girl told me that she got herpes and she thought it was for me.
Mm.
And I freaked out over it, but then she went up telling me she was in college. It was her freshman year. She was banging like 20 dudes.
Sick.
Yeah. And then she realized, she said, hey, it wasn't you. I blamed it on you for some reason.
For some reason.
That's
you fucked me
what
over.
What happened to me?
Wow.
That's what happened to me. Somebody claimed I gave them herpes, and I was like, fuck. And I started trying to like go down the rabbit hole of who I'd been with and like trying to
get herpes from
out.
A rabbit hole. Never fuck a rabbit hole.
And it was such a pain in the ass. And then later, and for the longest time, for like years, I was like, man, I don't know how I got it, but I clearly gave it to this chick. And then a roommate of mine told me one night, he was like, yeah, when she was crashing on my couch at my buddy's house, when he was a roommate with him, he's like, she got drunk and admitted that the whole point was like, she gave it to me and she was hoping that I would be so distraught that she and I would start dating.
Wow.
And I was
together.
Like, what a fucking maniac. No.
And this is you had a mustache at the time.
I did.
So you
I did.
Were very confident.
It was
right
very...
now, you would have been like, fine, I'll be with her.
Yeah, I would have settled. I would have had to, dude.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Keto Brains Nootropic Creamer for supporting today's show. We love Keto Brains. I really do. I've been using Keto Brains for a few months now. I actually became a fan of the brand. I was recommended by a friend and I started posting about it, and then, you know, that's why they're now on the show. But I genuinely love it. It's really great, dude. It's they have lion's mane mushroom, L-theanine. It's made with MCT powder, and it's a coconut creamer. It tastes fucking delicious. You can put it in smoothies. You can put it in coffee. I literally take it every single day with my morning coffee. I have a bunch of supplements, and this is one of my new supplements that I guess it's a supplement. I don't know if you call it a supplement, but it's actually fucking delicious, and it really makes you feel great. It's natural energy. A lot of people drink mushroom coffees and all this other shit out there. This is a creamer that goes into any coffee, and it genuinely makes me feel absolutely great. Whether you want more energy at the gym or if you just want more mental focus and more clarity, it's genuinely absolutely great. It's Keto Brains, that's with a Z, KetoBrainz. The website is ketobrains.com, and go and support them. There's no promo code or anything like that. They're just fucking a great company that supports comedy, and they also just have an absolutely great product that is truly delicious. So yeah, go try out Keto Brains today. There's a million different supplements out there. I'll tell you right now, if you guys are trying to, whether it's just trying to get mental clarity, a little bit more energy, or if you're trying to kick your body into ketosis, Keto Brains has you covered because it's high fat. It's a great product. I really genuinely love them. Think faster, focus longer, feel amazing. Try Keto Brains Nootropic Creamer today and experience what optimized brain power really feels like. Just go to ketobrains.com. That's keto, KetoBrainz.com, and check out their awesome product. All right, where were we?
Let's see. We have a lot to talk about here. So there's an anti-Kanye video that went viral, Shannon's AI.
It's yes. AI?
Yeah, AI.
I
video.
Did not know it was AI.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. I'm going to show it to you directly from the poster here.
Definitely AI.
They make a very specific choice with one of the celebrities they use.
Luigi Mangione?
There's going to be one where you go, huh?
These all make sense. Is that Natalie Portman? Natalie Portman's toy.
Huh. Oh!
So this is all, if you're a celebrity, don't you kind of want to be like, don't put me in your fucking anti-Kanye commercial?
Scarlett Johansson did speak out about it.
What'd she say?
So she has already had issues of her likeness being used that right. She was suing for, that ChatGPT or OpenAI thing, using her voice. And so she just came out and she was like, as much as racism sucks, it kind of sucks more to have your likeness stolen.
Does it?
Really? That's what you does stand on, actually? This one word? I did.
You know, I mean, like, all right, fucking Jew hate is one thing. Yeah. But
they didn't pay me to be in this video. Yeah,
you gotta pay me, dude.
What a stupid bitch.
That's awesome. I thought the Woody Allen, you know?
Very good choice, you know?
I feel that was one away from being like Epstein.
Yeah, that was
Harvey Weinstein.
Well, that was great. Scarlett Johansson's nudes got leaked a few years back.
That was awesome. Man.
Phenomenal.
I took part in the fappening. I mean, I went to a deep, dark fappening hole. And
I know people getting mad that if you looked like you shouldn't.
That's crazy. That's psychotic.
Privacy. Yeah, exactly.
You couldn't get away from like when Jennifer Lawrence's shit got
that.
Leaked,
that blew.
That
let me tell you
fucking
something.
Wild.
I wasn't even attracted to Jennifer Lawrence until her nudes were leaked.
It was wild.
Then it was like, okay. Dude. Same thing with that other bitch. She's kind of got a big forehead. She sucked a dude's dick on a boat. I didn't give a fuck about this bitch. What's her name, Shannon?
The girl from Mean Girls, right?
Yeah.
Which one?
She's sucking it. Pull it up, Shannon.
There's so many memes.
Amanda Seyfried.
Amanda Seyfried.
Oh, yeah.
This bitch is sucking a dick on a boat. I would have never jerked off to Amanda Seyfried ever in life. She should be thanking these people because now I'm beating my dick to her.
Did you ever see Lovelace? She's in Lovelace.
No.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. She's fine. She's obviously an attractive woman.
Now, she said she had herpes. You wouldn't fuck? Her?
No, I wouldn't take it.
Really?
Amanda fucking
You're
Seyfried?
You're a liar.
You pull up Amanda, pull the hottest photo of Amanda Seyfried and then find her sucking dick on a boat, please. Toy or Noit, Amanda Seyfried edition.
I'm telling you right
Let's
now.
Let's go.
I'm telling you.
She's toy, obviously, but for a celebrity.
Is she herpes toy? Is she herpes toy?
We just came up with a new segment on the show. Is she herpes toy? That's a fucking great segment.
Would you risk it for, okay. Natalie Portman, would you risk herpes? She openly says
she's not
going
to be good in bed.
No, she's going to lie there. She's going to be all thin. Yeah. Natalie Portman now or Natalie Portman the professional?
Well, see, that's... She definitely got herpes in the
She
profession.
Was a 9 in the profession.
Yeah, dude.
But she was 9.
She was 9.
Natalie Portman in the baby doll dress review from Vendetta.
This is the hottest photo of Amanda Seyfried that's ever been taken.
Now, you're a fucking liar, dude.
Come on.
That might be airbrush, and it might be AI.
You think I'm taking herpes for this? No
yes,
way.
100%.
Yeah, no,
yes.
I think she's super hot.
She's fucking incredible looking.
There's her sucking dick on a boat.
Now that's
an average size.
That's enough to make me say no. That looks like it's not good. That looks like it's just.
Yeah, they might have caught her on the.
No,
yeah,
I like
the
girl
on the upswing.
On the upswing, yeah.
Yeah, you got to use when she uses her hand at the same time. It's solid, dude.
Not well, unless she's just holding it.
Well, that's crazy. That's no, she got a fucking. Thing. She, I had a girl spit in her hand while she did it once. I was like, great. That's fucking
spitting
wild.
On it is the best fucking.
I was like, well, you little piggy. I don't like when girls make gagging sounds though.
What?
Gals, stop.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard gagging sounds? You've never heard a guy say they don't like it?
I don't reach. Mine don't reach back.
You have to make the own sounds yourself.
Yeah, my girl's just gagging, looking at my cock. When a girl makes a gagging sound, it's just like.
Really?
It's so unfeminine. Like, what she's doing is she's stopping herself from vomiting.
Yeah. You've never had a woman puke on your dick before?
No. Ugh, ew. I would be so upset.
You've had that done?
Yeah.
Why? Because they saw the herpes sores?
Look at the one in the Race live chat. Okay, all right. Pull up Benny and the Jets photo from the Racist live chat. This girl's got a non-fucking butt. Are you out of your mind, dude? Are you out of your fucking mind? She's cute, obviously, but she's got a little bit of a saggy tit. She's got a fucking non-existent ass.
You call it a saggy tit. I call that a heavy hanger.
That's a heavy tit. Again, show the pictures from Lovelace.
I'm not getting herpes for her.
Yes, you are, Lewis.
Twas not.
I'm guaranteeing if she came up to you at a show and she was like,
another coffee, please, Shannon. Put the sugar-free creamer in at this time.
I'm saying you're a fibber, dude. You're a herpes fibber right now.
If you saw her walking down the street, you'd know she's maybe a six.
Yeah, she's not that hot, dude. I mean, she's just okay. Pull up more photos of her as well. We're going to decide if we would take herpes from Amanda Seyfried. I love this new bit. Toyed enough to take herpes. We got to come up with a better name. We'll figure it out. Not tight enough to take herpes. I don't think so.
Well, who would you consider tight enough to take?
I'd go Scarlett Johansson. I would take it.
Really? I think she's got too much of a bass mouth. I think she's good looking, but her mouth's too big.
Even Scarlett Johansson, I'm just not like blown away by.
Really? I think I would take herpes from Brie Larson.
She's another one with a flat ass. You like a flat ass.
She doesn't have
bitch,
a flat
dude.
Ass.
You like a flat ass bitch, dude.
Megan Fox.
Old Megan Fox,
yeah.
Like not today Megan Fox with her
Jennifer's
weird,
body,
her,
Megan Fox,
her fucking little children, her fucking little tranny children. No way, dude. I'm not taking herpes from that.
Okay, I'll do one. Inner prime, Jessica Alba.
Yes. Now,
across the
right
board.
Now, Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind? Yes. If she said,
yeah.
I'm having an outbreak right now, you could just fuck me without a condom, I'd be like, let's go, let's party.
It's actually called Alba.
You'll just get Alba.
I got Alba.
Outbreak.
Yeah.
I mean, I know mine, and Lou's going to disagree hard. It's Kat Dennings.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I bet you today Kat Dennings is fucking a goddamn mess.
No, she's got a new show.
Does she?
She's on a show with Tim Allen.
With Tim Allen.
These guys are fucking crazy.
She married Andrew W.K.
None of these bitches are even that fucking toit, to be honest.
Sydney Sweeney.
Here's the thing. Sydney Sweeney falls into the same demographic as Amanda Seyfried.
Flat ass, big fat titties. They
kind of almost look alike, but they're still fucking super hot.
It's just okay. I think we don't see eye to eye on these things.
All right.
That's just not my type of chick.
We don't have to see eye to eye.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You would, though.
Maybe. I mean, Sydney Sweeney, would. I think, would end up being really hot in real life.
She loves getting naked and. On camera.
Yeah.
Straight up.
She's pretty
She's
going to
be. She's going to be.
Shannon, pull up the top 10 celebrity, hottest celebrities right now. I want to see what guys like. Because I can't. You know what it is? I just stopped giving a fuck about celebrities for the most part. I'm just not really. I just don't get into it. So I guess I'd have to.
Well, now we're in a weird time because, like, what we consider hot is, like, the general. Like, everyone's trying to protect themselves of what we consider hot.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm guaranteeing someone would say, like, Dank DeMoss is hot.
I don't know who that is.
She's that fat lady who tried to get into a lift and
That's
they denied
crazy.
Her.
Yeah, okay. Shannon, do we have a list of the top 10 hottest female celebrities?
Yeah, here's number 10.
Let's see. Alexandra Daddario, I might be taking herpes for. And she's another one with a kind of a flat ass and giant titties. But she's fucking, she's striking.
Victoria Justice?
Would definitely take herpes from Victoria Justice. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know who she is, but I would.
She's from Victoria's.
Selma Hayek, yep.
Today, though, she's an old lady today.
Nope, still today.
She's an old lady.
Because I see her
Desperado
in
Selma?
I see her in From Dusk Till Dawn.
That's, was it Dusk Till Dawn? Or she's in both.
Desperados, she was hotter.
Dusk Till Dawn is the one where she does that crazy dance.
Yeah, she's
the
vampire
dance. Yeah. But Desperados.
That, I watched that with my mom in Dusk Till Dawn, and my mom said, and I quote, "If I had a dick, it would be hard right now." I was like, "You're a classy woman, that mom."
Pretty great.
Yeah, she's pretty wild. Jenna Ortega. Wouldn't take herpes from her. Would smash. I'm not going to be scared off by all the guys that say, if you think Jenna Ortega is hot, you're a fucking pedophile.
Who says that?
A lot of dudes. A lot of fucking. There's a lot of
queers.
There's a lot of.
Who says that?
She's got a fuck scene and X.
Yeah.
If she can't have, if she can have a legal fuck scene, I'm not a pedophile.
Fuck scene and X was fucking hot.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She
was spiteful.
Oh, dude. And her boyfriend's got to film her fucking a black guy. Oh, it made me angry. It hurt me a little bit, and I was jerking off at the same time. That is a strange feeling that you have if you can masturbate and have your feelings hurt at the same time.
And she's 23.
Yeah.
Lily Collins. Who the fuck is Lily Collins?
I don't know who she is. Emma Watson. This list stinks.
That's what I'm saying.
How old is this list? Nobody thinks Emma Watson's hot.
I put 2025. This is from Ranker. But you liked the 10-9-8 so far.
Yeah. Well, we're getting not as hot.
Jessica Alba. Of course.
Yeah, we'd all take her piece of Jessica Alba, obviously.
There's the other
there's
one.
There's your girl. Right, there's your girl. She is beautiful. I'll
take herpes and AIDS from her.
That would be sick.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Yes.
Margot Robbie's ridiculous, but I will say, dude, her body does kind of stink.
No.
No, it does. Go get. But after we go to number one.
No, it does.
After we go to number one, go to Margot Robbie in a bikini. Me and my son were looking at Margot Robbie pictures the other day because we were talking about girls he likes. Yeah, yeah.
I was like
Margot Robbie, because he thinks Margot Robbie's like pretty top tier. From
Wolf of Wall Street.
No, he never saw Wolf of Wall Street. But he saw her as Harley Quinn and also in the Barbie movie. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes, he went to go see the Barbie movie. And Anna de Armas. I've heard of this bitch.
Who's that?
I don't know. She's pretty tight though.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Her in Wolf of Wall Street is top tier.
It's out of control. Yeah. Her body's flawless in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's really an angle. They grease her up. It's like fucking Brad Pitt in fucking Fight Club. You know what I'm saying? It's lighting.
There's
going to
be smoke and mirrors, but whatever, dude.
He got a pump right before he fucking went out there. You know for a fact, like, his body wasn't that
dope. Let's not pretend
dope.
Like all four of us would not take herpes from Brad Pitt.
Fight Club era Brad Pitt?
Look, I might kiss his ass.
You might have
That's
to do it.
Look, if you have an opportunity to kiss Fight
if
Club.
If you can run your fingers down dude, like
oh
a washboard.
God, dude, wow. That's real?
Yes. You'd do it. You totally
dude,
would
he was
it.
Fucking, that's like, he was jacked in that
jacked.
Movie. But like fucking lean and fucking,
yeah.
What a stud.
Yeah, they were going to, so that was the whole thing too. I don't know if American History X came out before or after Fight Club.
It's definitely before.
So they were like, when Edward Norton, oh, that's what it was. When Edward Norton was getting jacked for American History X, he's like, I want to look like Tyler Durden. Like, you can't pull off those fucking abs,
no,
dude.
Yeah, no. I mean, he was pretty jacked, but dude, Tyler Durden was like, that was just like the ultimate fucking male right there, dude. Brad Pitt, Fight Club. I don't want to be all gay about this, but let's get real. The problem is Brad Pitt's too good looking. He's just, they don't make people that good looking anymore. Like, they still do it with chicks, but like, there's no, like, who's the big male celebrity? Is the guy from that that cooking show that he's a chef? He's
Gordon
also
Ramsay?
The Texas Tornado.
Who?
He plays the Texas Tornado.
Oh, Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah, bitches like this guy.
Oh,
and if you
like
look
the,
at that
they,
fucking
they,
ugly
they
fucking.
Like the angular face.
He's got the face of fucking Dr. Yeah, Evil. Dude. Let's get real.
They like the anti of.
Yes,
TV
I
shorts.
Watched Austin Powers yesterday. You know, I can only reference things I've seen in the past 24 hours.
Shannon, is that doing anything for you?
But compared to Brad Pitt.
Shannon thinks he's too short.
He's so little.
Wow. But Brad Pitt's kind of little, too. I think Brad Pitt's only like
5'8". Sorry.
Yeah. What a fucking
he's twice the size of Shannon.
You didn't even comment on my face, Shannon, at all.
Because I was shocked by it when I saw you walked in, so I was trying to process it. Wow. But you have an amazing jawline.
Thank you.
Ooh, okay.
Now, okay. Would you, let's just say I'm a celebrity. Would you entertain?
Would you sleep with
Would you entertain getting herpes for me? Would you entertain it?
I take it out for a drink, watch a movie?
You can say no.
It's just been so long since I've had sex that it would be a shame if the first time I had it, I contracted something.
Yeah. He's not giving it to anybody.
I'm not giving it.
Then sure.
You're fine.
Brad Pitt's 5'11".
Brad Pitt's
5'11"?
I think it was like 5'8".
I thought he was short.
Tom Cruise is 5'8", I think, or 5'7".
He's about my height.
Yeah, I know, because in Interview with the Vampire, they put like lifts in his shoes so he could be as tall as Brad Pitt. Yeah, Brad Pitt.
He looked all weird in that Super Bowl commercial.
Who, right Brad?
Tom Cruise.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah, he's finally like aging or doing something.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
He's always looked exactly the same.
Yeah. I thought he sold his soul or something too.
I hope it all hits him like a ton of fucking bricks. Yeah. I hope it all just
I noticed that about Rob Lowe recently.
Yeah, he's
on the new season of The Floor.
Yep.
He looks ragged. I've never seen him look bad before.
Yeah, but Brad Pitt was like so good. Like they just all the guys that come out now aren't fucking who's the other guy from the video game TV show on HBO? You know. He's
The Last of Us.
He's walking around with a little girl.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. But I don't remember his name.
Pedro Pascal.
Oh,
Pedro Pascal. Yeah, people bitches
the Mandalorian.
Like him.
Yeah,
yeah. He's. I mean, compared to Brad fucking Pitt.
Yeah.
Chiseled ass Brad Pitt. Legends of the Fall. Brad Pitt. Ew.
Dude, we're
look
in
at
a,
this guy.
We're in an age of ugly hot for dudes.
Yeah, ugly
it was
hot
ugly
is
hot
in
for chicks in the '90s, going into the 2000s.
Was it?
Yeah, dude.
No,
for a little
girls
bit
were always hot. Girls were always toyed as fuck, dude. What are you talking about?
Fairuza Balk.
Yeah, but you're going to Zach's fucking category.
I know,
because
I'm in the same
weird
category.
Ugly bitches that you're kind of attracted to, you know.
You tell me you don't want to fuck her in Waterboy?
You would. In The Craft, you'd fuck the shit out of all four chicks from The Craft for herpes, without a doubt.
I like the black chick in The Craft, to be honest with you. Black chick in The Craft rules.
Rachel True rules.
Is that her name?
Yeah, Rachel True.
And honestly, the redheaded bitch wasn't that toy.
Robin Tooney.
She's stop knowing their names.
Dude, what I'm saying is if you hadn't
stop enjoying witchcraft. You're
no,
a man.
You watch The Craft because you're like, I hope I could fuck all four of these chicks at the same time. That's like the ultimate.
Light as a feather, stiff
come
as a board.
On, dude. Stiff as a fucking
he's stiff
board,
as a goddamn board. You know I am. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. We love Mando Total Body Deodorant. Deodorant's no longer just for your armpits. You can put it anywhere. Your balls, your butt sack, your crack, your lower back, your head. Zach, I'm just looking at
I just got a lot of stinky parts. It's okay.
Really, they have everything. They have spray deodorant. They have cream deodorant. They have roll-on deodorant. Incredible, incredible products at Mando. And they've been a long-time supporter of the show.
So whether you choose the solid stick, the aluminum-free spray deodorant, all these are perfect for hard-to-reach areas. And think about this. 12 hours after a shower, the average man's grundle odor level is a 5 out of 10. With Mando, it's a resounding 0 out of 10.
Wow.
And we have a great deal for you guys.
Just go to shopmando.com, shopmando.com, and you can try out their starter pack. The starter pack is great. It includes the stick deodorant, their cream deodorant, and two products of your choice, like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, which
love
I love.
Love the wipes.
Wipes make a big difference. I keep them every time I travel. I have the deodorant wipes on me, rub them on my balls. My balls smell delightful. Just go right now to shopmando.com, use the promo code LAZ, and save 40% off your starter pack. All right, where were we?
Yeah, I mean, my all-time is Rose McGowan. Like, at her best, Rose McGowan.
Zach likes a dark, fucking demented
dude,
bitch.
That
in Generation Doom?
Yeah, dude, I would go up to Jawbreaker.
Okay. Jawbreaker. She was also
she fucks Marilyn Manson in Jawbreaker. She's pretty fucking great.
I thought she was really hot in Biodome. Even
Buddy
for
C,
that 3 seconds.
Buddy C. Buddy says I'd fuck Drew Barrymore today. I did have kind of a thing for Drew Barrymore back in the day, but it's only because I heard about how fucked up her childhood was. It just kind of like turned me on a little bit. I had a Playboy with her in it that was fucking pretty sick. And then her mom was in another issue.
Yeah,
her the
mom.
Same
yeah,
year.
Mom.
Yeah,
post too.
Yeah,
hot dude.
It was pretty hot.
I bet it was fucking tight.
It was pretty fucking tight. Yeah, literally neither one of these is the one that I'm talking about, Shannon. You picked the two fucking pieces of fucking shitty Drew Barrymore bread. Let's go to the meat of Drew Barrymore, like her slutty phases when she was like on drugs.
You took
like
the
19.
Butt of the bread, the butt of the bread.
Yeah, it's both fucking shitty end pieces. Let's get some solid fucking nice middle of the bread sliced.
About her in Batman Forever.
Yeah, when she
was
fucking
Poison Ivy. Two Faces.
No, she was
Two Faces.
No, Uma Thurman was. Uma Thurman's an ugly bitch.
Yeah, she's not great looking.
I'll say it right now. Yeah, pretty toy. Pretty fucking toy.
Hot as fuck.
Not herpes toy.
Really?
Not herpes toy. Yeah, look, if it's right in front of you and it's this bitch is throwing it at you and then she's like, oh, just so you know, I have herpes, you're probably going to slide it in.
Yeah.
But
That's why I'm saying you would because you're going to have.
Where do you consider, so this, we're having a different thing here. We're talking about women on a screen. We're never going to get a chance to fuck them. They're not really herpes toy. A woman in front of you, if I'm horny, I mean, it could be a fucking homeless bag lady that weighs 300 pounds. I might just fucking get herpes from her.
I guess if you're going to put it
we
that
make
way.
Bad decisions when we're horny.
Yeah.
Evil decisions.
I get what you're saying. I've done it.
Shannon, is there any man hot enough for you to take herpes from? Like The Rock or Khal Drogo?
Are we assuming that herpes transfer is 100% going to happen?
No, they just tell you they have herpes.
They tell you.
spin the wheel, make a deal, baby.
then probably yes. I would say there's
Oh, you landed on bankrupt.
There's two up
no
the top
whammies,
of my head.
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
The Rock, obviously. And Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Love him. Dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. She loves him.
I love him.
You can't not.
I love him. I fucking love him.
All right. Let's do some plugs. We're trucking along here, boys. We're 36 minutes into the show. Let's get some plugs. I don't know what that was, Shannon, but it's okay. Let's do some plugs. Ryan Shanner, what are you plugging, my friend?
You can check me out on The End Podcast with Ryan Shanner, wherever you get your podcasts from. And make sure to call the hotline, 833-443-5300. And we'll address any comment, question, concern you have live on the show.
All right, let's go with Jim Florentine. What are you plugging, my friend?
Check out my new comedy special, You Can't Please Them All, on Amazon Prime. Podcast Everybody is Awful every Monday.
Love it. Zach Amico.
This weekend, Worcester, Massachusetts, Juggalo Weekend with Juggalo Championship Wrestling coming out.
Come see me live on the road, folks. We got the Bring Five Friends Tour coming to a city near you. First of all, next time I'll be on stage is going to be next week in Los Angeles, February 19th. I'm on Big J's headlining show at 8 o'clock at the Comedy Store. But then we're doing Story Wars Live from the Comedy Store. I think tickets are just about sold out. I think there's a handful of, like, two top tables left. So grab those tickets. They will sell out. Wise Guy Salt Lake City, February 21st and 22nd. I'm going to be in South Bend, Indiana, March 21st, 22nd. And then I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, on the 23rd. We just added Story Wars at the Mothership on March 26th, Wednesday the 26th. We're doing two shows, special guest lineups. So I just got a bunch of confirmations now. It's going to be wild shows. Get those tickets. They're going to sell out very easily. Then March 27th. I'll be in St. Catharines, Ontario, 28th, London, Ontario, 29th, Windsor, Ontario, 30th, Burlington, Ontario, Philadelphia the next weekend, and a lot more. To Bring Five Friends Tour, come into a city near you. The Skankfest tickets go on sale May 2nd, guys. Get them because they're going to go fast. We're breaking records here, guys. The amount of comics that are going to be on Skankfest this year, unbelievable. A bunch of people that have never been there before. So make sure on May 2nd you grab your tickets and come and party with the Legion of Skanks in New Orleans. I'm doing a new special on July 12th. That's going to be at Side Splitters in Tampa. Bobby Kelly is directing. My production company is fucking sick. So, yeah, guys, come be a part of that. Two different tapings that night. Zach and Miko on those shows as well. Get those tickets because those are going to sell out very, very soon as well. And make sure you guys check out all my other podcasts, Story Wars, The Regs, The Legendary Legion of Skanks. And if you guys love me, I do a bonus podcast every Friday, the Lewis Journal podcast, just me solo, just for subscribers to my email list. I do a newsletter every week. And I believe, Shannon, are we going to have an audio version of that up in the newsletter this week?
Working on it. Most likely, yes.
Yeah, the audio, you'll be able to subscribe to a private RSS feed. It'll be in your next newsletter as well. And also, I'm doing giveaways for Skankfest. The only way to get into the Thursday night kickoff party at this point is by winning VIP passes. And the only way to win those VIP passes, I'm telling you right now, I'm not doing it anywhere else. The only way to win those Thursday night tickets for the and tickets for the entire weekend is by subscribing to my mailing list at lewisofskanks.com. I'm picking one winner every single month. In fact, we'll pick that winner on Monday, Shannon. We'll give them away. We'll announce it on this show and we'll email you as well. So go to lewisofskanks.com, subscribe to my mailing list, and yeah, I got a couple specials on YouTube. I got all that stuff. So come support me. Come support everyone on the show and subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital. Let's see. Shannon, time out Justin Hilliard for the remainder of the show. Every time I've looked down, he's been saying something shitty. He's got to go. Sorry, Justin. Enjoy not chatting during the remainder of the show, you fucking cocksucking bitch. How about that? Little fucking pussy bitch.
What did he do?
I don't know. Every time I look down, it's like, oh, for Lewis is insufferable. Oh, too long for plugs, Lewis. Well, sit down and don't fucking chat. How about that, you fucking faggot? Fucking pussy bitch. Fucking Justin Hilliard. What a fag. Cancel his membership, Shannon. Fucking sick of this.
Does he have a mother? kill his mom.
Ducks his mother. No. Just time him out. He can come back for the last 10 minutes of the show, Shannon. So time him out for like 25 minutes. How about that?
Bummer.
Dick Bick Nickler says, you're a pussy, Lewis. Time him out too, Shannon. Jay Fucks Dawkins says, get fucked, Lewis. Time him out as well, Shannon. You think I won't keep going? I'll time out the whole goddamn chat. You think I won't keep going, you fucking cocksuckers?
The Puerto Rican preschool master just putting everyone in timeout.
How is Amy Winehouse baby daddy still in the chat and these guys got timed out? That's how bad they are.
That's crazy.
Ooh. Ooh, time them the fuck out, Shannon.
Okay.
What happened with Pete Davidson's tattoos? Got them removed? I think tattoo removal has gotten a lot easier now, right?
Pete Davidson got his tattoos removed?
A bunch. Every one of bunch.
Them. All of them?
Yeah.
All of them?
That's yeah, he's in some new photo shoot. He got them all removed.
Yeah, I have some pictures here as part of an ad campaign. Here's one.
Oh.
He got them all removed? I don't like this photo shoot. That's the gayest
gross.
Photo shoot I've ever seen in my
life. I'm
going to
show you a video and you're going to hate it. Let me just find it.
I don't want to see it.
So here, it's part of this like clothing brand, and for like Valentine's Day, they're saying he's like the official boyfriend of the store.
Reformation is the
brand.
Name of the brand.
Yeah, here you go.
The official boyfriend.
Let's see, this is good.
Hey, you may know me from stuff. For the past few years, the one thing that's given me a space to collect myself.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Millie. It's gluten free.
Aww.
Has been coming in here a couple times a week and being the perfect boyfriend.
Wow. You look amazing. You should definitely get that.
Yes. I'm someone's boyfriend, and I take that seriously. It's important to show emotional support.
I wrote a letter about my feelings.
Why are women attracted to Pete Davidson? It makes no sense to me. I mean, he's funny and rich and has a big cock, but besides all those things, he kind of has an alien head, does he not?
A little. He's got buggy eyes.
Yeah.
He's got crazy, crazy boyfriend eyes.
So he's got all of his tattoos removed?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's finished, his whole process.
And I know it is better to do those now, but it's still a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of pain.
That's fucking nuts.
It's very painful to get your tattoos removed.
I wonder
if
he kept the one of Hillary on his calf.
Yeah, he had a Hillary tattoo.
Yeah. damn, he removed the Mars Attacks alien?
Would I get any of my tattoos removed? I guess not. I kind of like my tattoos.
They look all right.
I have to add more.
How many are you going to get?
Well, my problem is I recently looked in the mirror and I realized that I'm just a retard. I'm a retard.
What?
You need a mirror for that?
Zach, you got to go in timeout now.
Zach, you son of a bitch. Time him out, Shannon. All my tattoos are symmetrical. Like, I realize that I have them in the same places all over my body.
All right.
But it kind of drives me out of my mind.
It's like reverse OCD.
I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like that. Because it wasn't on purpose. I wasn't like, oh, let me just make sure I get them there. I actually don't have there or there. I have one on my chest here. I guess they're not all symmetrical. Yeah, but almost. It's some fucking... I gotta make them not fucking match on both sides. It's like if a 7-year-old creates a character in the UFC game, it's where you would place the tattoos.
All right, well. Yeah. Accurate.
Do you have tattoos?
No, I don't have any.
None. I have no tattoos. You look like you'd have a bunch of tattoos.
Everyone says that.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I did want, like, a lot. I love tattoos. I think tattoos are awesome. I like tattoos.
Why don't you ever get a tattoo?
It's because of what I was doing. I was like constantly changing my mind about what I wanted.
Right.
And now it's like, I don't give a shit about enough anything to get it tattooed on me.
Yeah,
I just don't give a fuck.
That's better. I mean,
I guess.
It's just making yourself look cooler and more badass.
He's already marked by herpes, though.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have any tattoos, Jim?
No tattoos.
None. Neither guest has tattoos. Look how fucking cool we are.
You guys are fucking cool.
Fucking
I'm not
bad
gonna say
asses,
that,
dude. Tattoos are fucking badass.
Yeah. I just stopped caring. Stopped caring.
Yeah. I mean, most of my tattoos have meaning, but they're not like, it's not like, oh, I have to say this.
What's that one mean?
I got this when I was promoting for comedy clubs. It's the King of Clubs.
Maybe don't get any more tattoos, Lewis.
What about the numbers?
Me and Big J have the same tattoo. We did trivia on each other, and then every time we got a question wrong, we had another one etched into our wrists.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it was on the podcast.
I was going to say, is that how many times you've been texted recently?
Come on, doggy. Every one of my tattoos have meaning. Some of them have to do with my son. A lot of them have to do with my son. But I think they're just fucking cool. Like, Zach has just silly goose tattoos.
Yeah.
Zach, is there
Zach's
anything
a silly
with
goose.
Real meaning for you?
Oh, yeah. This is my buddy that passed away.
Okay.
That was his wrestling mask.
Wasn't this your buddy that passed away, too?
Yeah. Well,
same
I got
guy?
That before he passed away. We got each other on our arms.
Oh, nice.
No,
wow, Zach. Wow, Zach. You don't have a tattoo of me on your arm.
I will get you.
That made me feel good.
I would definitely get you.
Why what?
If Lewis passed away, would you get a tattoo of him?
Oh, 100%, but there's no way.
He couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
If I pass away.
That's a very good point.
You better get it now, then.
Yeah, you have to get it now.
Seriously.
No, I would get it.
I would get a Zach and Miko tattoo. That'd be sick, dude. Let's do it at Skankfest this year.
Yeah, sure.
Let's get each other tattooed on each other this year.
I think you guys should get preemptive memorial tattoos for one another.
Oh, just the year and then a dash?
Yeah, and then a dash for when you are going to die.
Love that. That is great.
I think it's the best way to go.
Pretty fucking sick. So, let's see. There's a teacher from Brisbane. Is that in Australia?
Yeah.
Who identifies as a cat. Can we see this?
Yeah, so I have pictures. I could not find a video of it, so I don't think they ever posted it, but here's the picture. They blur his face out. Or her.
What? So?
So this person makes the kids call this person Miss Purr, and it says that they lick the backs of their hands in class. They hiss at the students when they don't do the right thing. And then,
why are you saying they?
Because I don't know if this is a guy or a girl or what. So I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. But
why is this person not being shamed for doing this?
I don't know why they're not showing the face.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for being a longtime supporter of the show. Small Batch Cigar is an incredible online tobacconist. So if you guys are trying to get cigars and getting them online, go to smallbatchcigar.com. They have every brand that you love. They have new brands that you probably haven't heard of. You guys probably been seeing me smoking cigars recently. It's because Small Batch Cigar is my new favorite website to visit.
They have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. They come with the Bovita pack so that everything you get is super fresh. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly.
All you got to do is go to smallbatchcigar.com, use the promo code GAS10 when you check out. You're going to get 10% plus those 5% rewards points. Not a better deal on the internet. Smallbatchcigar.com has you covered. Smallbatchcigar.com, promo code GAS10. All right, where were we? Shannon, I bet you if you did a moment of research, you could figure out who this is.
I spent an hour, Jorge and I both looked up to try to find information.
So why would you even bring this story to the show, Shannon? I thought I was going to get a video of a cat hissing and purring.
I mean, that you get it. You know what it looks like when a person hisses and purrs. It's more the purpose of it being like a teacher in a school doing this.
Yeah, teachers are fucking...
That's a level beyond...
Yeah, that's crazy. That's just a crazy thing to do.
Yeah. There's got to be some sort of happy medium of like teachers. Because when I was a kid, the teachers didn't give a fuck at all. They were smoking cigarettes. They were like, if you were a problem in the classroom, they kicked you out. Now it's like the teachers are fucking like over the top. They're all trans. They're all fucking trying to fucking tell kids that their feelings are valid. We should find something right in the middle.
Teach math and shut the fuck up. Just fucking
teach.
Just teach math.
Teach math.
Shut up.
That's it.
The happy medium is just doing what you're supposed to do and then be like, I hope you guys learned something.
Yeah.
Get the fuck on.
Yeah.
That's the happy medium.
Were you good in school, Shanner?
Was I good? No.
Yeah. Terrible?
No, I wasn't, high school sucked because I was like, I'm fucking retarded. So I didn't, and I was always getting into trouble. And I was almost expelled like 4 times.
Really?
For being an asshole.
What did you get in trouble for?
The ones that I ran for school president when I was in my senior year.
Just to like ironically
just
be a dick?
Just for fun. Yeah.
That's something that I would do.
My friend nominated me. Like, I didn't know I was nominated. My friend nominated me, and I was like, oh, well, I'll do it. And I, like, accepted the nomination, and I made my other buddy John be my running mate. He didn't know. And then we got in trouble for mudslinging with our campaign posters because I was making fun of people's last names for being too foreign. I was like, because this one guy, Josh Kajula, I've known him since I was in, like, fucking kindergarten. And I was like, what kind of fucking name is Kajula? I can't even pronounce that. For a name you can say about Shane or McLean. And I was like, and then the two other...
And then that was a poster.
That was a poster.
What the fuck is his name?
I was like, for a name you can say, vote us. And then the other one I got in trouble for was because there were two chicks running. And I was like, Liz Rega, and like, I think her name was Kate. Fuck, I can't remember. I was like, they're women. Nuff said, Shader McLean. And they were like, you can't do that.
That rules.
And yeah, we got in trouble for that. And then I got in trouble because someone was doing, in the morning, they would have like people... talking in the hallway about like their campaign.
Yeah.
And I took a like an office chair out and I was mooning people in the background of the fucking thing. And they're like, you can't. I was just an asshole. I was an asshole in high school.
Jim, what was high school like in the 60s for you?
Free
love, a lot of acid. And
yeah, high school.
No blacks.
I got Jim got suspended for using the colored water fountain.
I did. There was two of them. I would just always use the black one. But no,
that Kool-Aid in it.
Sixth grade, I got kicked out of Catholic school. I cut these wrestling mats up. They went on the morning. They were bragging about how much they cost and take care of them. And you know, so that day, me and my friend cut them up with razor blades.
Really?
Yeah.
Just and then you got kicked out of school altogether?
Or yeah, they didn't know it was me. It was someone in our class because we had that last class that day, but they knew it was either me and two other guys. So we were just, for the next like 2 months, in the principal's office every day.
They're trying to break you?
Break me, and I wouldn't break. I had to swear in a Bible. I'm like, I don't get
you had to
shit.
Swear in a Bible?
Yeah.
Jeez. Like, fuck, cunt, pussy, bitch. Come on, I swear in the Bible. Come on, folks.
Look at that.
And then they said, don't come back in the seventh grade.
Wow. And then you just went to regular school?
Yeah, regular school, yeah.
I always wanted to go to Catholic school. I thought the uniforms were cool.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought they were fucking cool. I thought it'd be cool to wear a uniform. I didn't dress nice when I was in middle school or high school.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, if I didn't have to put any thought into it, it would have been fucking dope. Plus, the girls wore the fucking little Catholic school uniforms.
I guess that's odd, yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking toy. Yeah, pretty good. Back in the day. I'd take herpes from Catholic school girl. Hell yeah.
I mean, we had a bunch of chicks, because that was like, I was in high school in my ninth grade. I was in ninth grade. So that was when like Britney Spears was like still fucking gigantic.
Yeah, yeah.
So chicks were dressing as Catholic schoolgirls in my public high school.
I used to go in the 11th and 12th grade every day, I would say after school, and watch the junior varsity tennis matches because they just wore these little skirts and they were running around and their skirts would pop up and they'd have panties. Like literally me and my friends would just fucking sit on the, like this is incredible.
Yeah. We had a problem with women's field hockey for that shit too. Yeah, they stopped guys from going to the practices.
No, the practices were fucking great. I even learned it because my girlfriend at the time was on the junior varsity tennis team, so I was like, "This fucking rules! I have an excuse to go." And was a real pervert back in the day.
My friend was a gym teacher at a high school, and he ordered all their shorts to be really big, the women's shorts, and he make them do exercise on the floor so you could see.
Oh, nice. No, that's
illegal. That's nice.
He was in my wedding party.
that guy's a criminal. That's pretty sick. That guy fucking rules.
Make them big shorts. I was in the musicals in high school, and we did Funny Thing Happen on the Way to the Forum. And there's a scene where the main character, all the girls from the different whorehouses, dance for him to find a wife. And I'm sitting there, my best friend Lenny's in the scene with me. And Lenny, I've got my hands on his, excuse me, I'm sitting, he's got his hands on my shoulders. And this girl comes out and she had a leopard leotard on. It was a dress rehearsal. And I don't think she had panties on under it. And in her dance, she touched her toes. So she would be sitting.
Yes.
And she would touch one toe and touch the other. And she puts her leg out and touches her toe. And her entire left side of her pussy falls out. And then she touches the right side. And the entire other, both lips completely out. And we're holding each other, trying not to laugh at this girl's giant parachute vagina.
Man.
We get off stage and we go to laugh at the janitor, my dad's friend Tommy, like a fucking fat angel of death just appears between us and goes, "You guys see the size of that girl's cunt?"
Dude, you know that janitor got in his car and put on Slow Ride and just parked up a fucking Marlboro.
This was the fucking 90s. You could do whatever you want in the 90s. When I was in musical theater, it was pretty crazy. Like, we would go between scenes and there'd be like costume changes. And these bitches thought it was like real theater. They would like just get fucking naked. Their tits would come out and they'd be like, whatever, who cares? This is just the theater.
We're
it's
a
like,
family.
I'm literally being like, this fucking is so hot. Holy shit. I was like a real pervert. If you look up, I don't know if you can find it, Shannon, but like I used to, my picture every year that I would take, because they would do like a professional photographer and you can come in and buy like pictures from the productions. So I would always do a picture with like four or five girls like surrounding me. And that was my thing. A girl named Genevieve Gerhardt, who was so fucking, she was a woman amongst girls. I'll tell you this much. She was so hot when we were in high school. Yeah, this I'm grabbing her face and I'm touching my dick. This is her dad had to buy this photo. And then the girl to the left of me, with the long brown hair, I used to tutor her in math and make out with her. I didn't know math. I was just like, I was making things up. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just going over her house all the time.
But the girl on the other side of him, he tutored in double Dutch.
No, I'm talking about if they're on the same side. Yeah, and then I couldn't. Look how nice it was. I couldn't not let the black girl be in the photo. I was like, "Fine, you can come too."
Look at you being progressive.
Yeah, dude. But I was. I recreated this photo 3 years in a row in musical theater, and their parents just had to be like, "What? Why is this kid touching my daughter's face like this?" Isn't that wild?
I mean, that's not that's not as creepy. If you were doing it with the back of your hand, That would be creepy.
If you I'm holding her face into my
crotch. It looks like
crotch.
He's taking his dick out and is about to turn her head around and face fuck her.
First of all, I look like I'm 40 years old.
You look like you took that picture 2 weeks ago. You look like you shaved your mustache for the photo.
Ah, boy.
Wow.
What a
And it's not only that you look old, some of them look so young.
Yeah, no, the one.
Well, am I in the 10th grade here? So they're all in the, all these girls are in the 9th grade and I'm in the 10th grade.
Yeah, the one in that pink one isn't even on her knees. She's standing up. That's how fucking.
That's Holly Stobo. Shout out to Holly Stobo. Yeah. She had big cans.
She looks like she's 8 years old.
Big cans for a child. Her parents owned a mortuary.
Oh, yeah.
She was like a weird.
She had grief tits.
Yeah, she had a weird. not a mortuary, but a funeral home. Where is there a mortuary in every funeral home?
Yeah, it's one in the same.
Is it?
One in the same.
Sure. Yeah, but that's what her family owned, a funeral home.
Hot.
Yeah. I know, it's pretty fun. But she wasn't like a gothy, like.
No, she was trying to keep.
She was a normal fucking, like, a soccer playing bitch. It was like, you know, deep inside, you've seen dead bodies. It's got to be wild.
It's got to be hot.
Yeah. So what happened? Luigi Mangione, the guy who shot the United Healthcare CEO, has been given over $300,000 from fans for his defense.
Fuck.
Women are fucking retarded.
Dude, it's not just it chicks. Everybody. They said he's getting awesome treatment in prison. They said that got applauded when he walked in.
Really?
He got...
They spit on their fingers first and everything.
No, they said that he got a free haircut for his first appearance, that they threaded his eyebrow, like,
wow,
that they gave him like a full makeover so that he would look really good.
They liked him.
He's in the same prison as P. Diddy, though, right?
Is he?
Yeah.
They said everyone there is super nice to
him. I bet Diddy's fucking getting rock star treatment as well.
He's probably not.
What did Diddy really even do? I still am kind of a little bit like, what were the charges against Diddy? We all kind of made fun of it, and we were like, but then I realized I'd never even really, never sunk in what he did.
He's will soon be on trial for sex trafficking and racketeering charges.
I feel like those aren't bad crimes.
Yeah, he was like taking women over state lines, which is
I bring a bitch back to New Jersey, I see a trafficker. You know how often I fucking Uber bitches to my place in Jersey? Is that sex trafficking? Am I sex trafficking? I can't say it. Am I sex trafficking, Shannon, by Ubering a bitch from New York to New Jersey just to have sex with her?
No.
What does it constitute? What is sex trafficking?
Do you have to sell them as prostitutes?
Okay, so sex trafficking is a federal crime that involves using force, fraud, or coercion to compel someone to perform sexual acts.
That's exactly what Lewis is doing.
I'm definitely committing sex trafficking and then coercion.
Yes. Yeah, Lewis, like, I just want you to see my pool.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Seriously.
This is definitely coercion.
First of all, I think coercion's the only way you get laid. As like a dude?
Yeah, is coercion.
You're going to fucking just, a girl's just going to fuck you? You have to coerce her. There's no, she just doesn't spread her legs.
Spare bedroom. Don't worry. We don't have to sleep in the same bed.
No, I don't do that. But I'm like, let's go. We'll have a meal. We'll fucking go. Isn't that coercion? Am I fucking, I'm buying her a nice meal. Going to there's a great little Greek spot near my house. Ooh, so good. Maybe I'll go there tonight. Yeah, I coerce. I'm not ashamed to say it.
He's a coercer.
Every girl that I've ever had sex with, I've coerced into having sex with me.
Yeah, I guess you have. So,
define coercion, Shannon.
Looking up the legal version of it. Let's see what this is. AI's answer. Coercion is the act of forcing someone to do something they wouldn't otherwise do, often through threats. Coercion can be physical or psychological, but it's
I coerce.
You're not even threatening them. You're just manipulating them.
Yeah, manipulation. We're all manipulating each other.
You can't tell her, hey, I want to come back to my house so we could fuck. You can't say that. Even if she says, I know you just want to have sex. We're like, no,
I want to hang out. I want to watch fucking Soul. Duh. Obviously.
There's no coercion here. Just hanging out.
But this is what it is in life. You're manipulating or you're being manipulated. So are you going to be the manipulated? I don't think so.
No, you got to manipulate.
Dude. Yeah, dude. That's it.
You got to manipulate before they manipulate you.
Goddamn right. All right, well, good for Luigi Mangione. I mean, I guess I don't really care. I did sort of I try to take a contrarian position on most things, but I don't even think it was a contrarian position. I was like, no, you shouldn't murder anybody, even if you think it's like an evil fucking CEO. You shouldn't kill them. That was a controversial take for a lot of people.
Yeah,
which is pretty crazy.
I just think it's lame he shot him. He should have done something way cooler.
His bare hands.
Axe would have been fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Axe, flamethrower, sick.
That is kind of fun.
Grenade would have been fucking awesome.
He just looks down, dude, grenade rolls
that
in front
old
of him.
Shogun thing where they throw the hat and it goes over someone's head and they pull it off and decapitate somebody would have been sick.
These are fun ways to
murder
somebody.
These are things that would have been awesome.
But you have to really fucking want to murder somebody in order to
tie them to four horses and send them in different directions.
Hell yeah.
That is fun.
That would have been great.
Yeah, no, if you're going to murder somebody, a gun is the easiest way to do it. You could just fucking...
Yeah, but anybody can pull it. Anybody can shoot.
Could you, though?
If I was Luigi Mangione, who was just walking up and shooting someone in the back,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure you could. Yeah. That's easy.
Shoot me in my eyes!
Yeah, just, if he made him look at him, that would have been a different thing.
All right, let's see. I'm a model. Any man who wants to marry me should pay me a husband tax to maintain my hot body. You don't have to say that. This bitch, whatever it is, she is. I'm assuming this is a New York Post story, Shannon, right?
Yes.
And of course. This bitch is an OnlyFans as well. It's all fucking manipulation, right? You buy an ad in the Post to get people to fucking talk about you, and then everyone goes to your OnlyFans and subscribes. That's all this story is. So we shouldn't play those stories, Shannon, because I'm not fucking.
Is this chick herpes hot?
Well, let's see.
How hot is
it's a great question.
Is she herpes hot?
I'll show you the images here. Then I have her Instagram. But we have actually seen her before. So here's one. We have seen her before. She's the one that supposedly has like the perfect body.
Yeah, she's pretty toy.
Husband tax though.
So she's saying that like it costs a lot of money to like upkeep her body, like procedures, gym, hair, nails.
But you don't have to say this. Like, I paid for my ex-girlfriend's fucking gym membership and all of her dumb shit that she had. And, this bitch is pretty hot.
Yeah.
Pretty tight.
Get it.
All right.
Yeah, pretty goddamn tight. But, yeah, if she's only going to be with a guy. This goes without being said. This is why it's a non-story, because it goes without being said. She's hot enough that she's only going to be with a guy that obviously takes care of her. So... You don't have to even say that. It's not called a husband tax. It's just called being a fucking husband. That's what husbands do, for the most part.
Yeah, he's going to pay for her implants.
Everything. Yeah, if you want to be with a hot bitch, that's going to be your life. But she's got an OnlyFans, so she's probably crushing it and making mad money.
There's no way she's not.
Yeah. What's her OnlyFans, Shannon? Can we see her naked? I want to steal from her.
She doesn't have a link tree on her Instagram.
What?
That's crazy. She's just a hot chick.
Just a hot chick.
But what is her thing? Does she have an Instagram? How many followers does she have on Instagram?
1.3 million. Oh, hold on.
Pull her up.
Wait one second. I found something. So it's going, there's a private page that's going to. It's not exactly OnlyFans, but it's similar. So she does have 25 a month.
Dick Chandler says that's all going away in 5 to 10 years. Yeah, but you get a good decade of piping that bitch down. And then she has your children. And once she has your children, then you love her for a different reason.
You can only hope. She might be fucking totally annoying.
She might turn into a fucking psycho cunt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
she's Brazilian also.
Can we see her Instagram, please?
Her Instagram, yeah.
Let's see it. And did you find her OnlyFans or no?
So it's this privacy.com.
Oh, so she has her own. It's like that. $25 a month.
Yeah. What?
$25 a month. Is she naked? Shannon, find her naked on the internet for free. Forget all this shit. We're not paying for it. It's crazy.
That's a lot, $25 a month.
No, it's just pennies a day, Jim.
Yeah, honestly, it's less than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, for less than a cup of coffee, you can see this bitch naked. Butthole, dude.
Jim.
Prioritize a couple.
Here. Let's see. There's one. Yeah. See, I don't love
fake tits. She's got cross-eyed titties.
I don't love fake tits just in general.
Those are too hard, too.
Yeah, those are fucking big bulbs.
They're like
on her
pool
chest.
Balls.
Yeah. No, it's not good. I mean...
Those are all right.
Look, she's hot, but honestly, dude, it's... Those fake tits ruin her. I bet you she had better real small tits.
She probably did.
Yeah.
That's like any stripper in any strip club.
Yeah.
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 What a bummer.
Looked like that.
Yeah. Shannon, where are we at with your Shannon's Cannons GoFundMe?
Let me see.
I said once we get to $5,000, I'm donating your grand.
$840.
We are going up every day.
Yes.
We are going up every single day. Shannon, but this time next year, you're going to have new tits.
It's exciting.
It is good. We created a GoFundMe for Shannon's tits because she has 22-year-old tits that have to be replaced. Otherwise, they're going to fucking consider... They're going to continue to calcify inside of her body and eventually kill her.
That's so good.
Yeah, yeah. But Shannon, are you wearing a low-cut top now?
No, we didn't really decide on that.
No,
we
need to. You're retarded. Okay, you want to give people a little bit of a show, right? And I think people will start donating more money right now if they get a little more sexually turned on by you. We have a lot of simp fans, Shannon.
All right, next week.
Next week, the whole week, I want to see.
Sound more excited about it, please, Shannon.
I want to see your fucking tits, Shannon. Okay?
Next week, I guess I'll do it.
Yeah. We're going to get there. Once we hit 5,000, I'll donate $1,000 that day. I swear to God I will.
$1,000.
Shannon, you should wear a very low-cut top with the girls prominently displayed, but then put like a barcode or one of those like Q codes.
QR codes.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
Right above it so that when people download the picture of you, they feel compelled to donate.
That's fine.
Zach, that's $1 million idea.
I like that.
Get a temporary tattoo of the QR code for the GoFundMe and put it between your tits.
You know what also would be a sick? If a chick shaved her pussy hair into a thing of a QR code. And just like had pictures of her on the internet, and you like you take the pic. That'd
be a great stripper move to get a QR code on your ass.
Make
it easy
for your Venmo.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
So
I would give her money just for the ingenuity.
Yeah, that's.
I wonder if you could actually tattoo a QR code.
You can.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've seen people do it,
but it actually scans.
Oh, whether or not it works, I don't. I know.
Like I saw I knew somebody with a tattoo of a barcode on the back.
Barcodes are different. The QR code. I've seen people with tattooed.
I've seen QR codes. Links to YouTube. Like if they love a song,
Shannon, look that up.
Because
those QR codes and even a barcode is very intricate in terms of. Like the exact precise line work.
You would have to be a really good tattoo artist. Very non-shaky.
Shannon, does it work though?
Yes. Yeah. When I looked this up, I said the ones that work, and it says yes, they'll work the same.
They work the same. Yes, you can get a QR code tattoo that works, but requires careful design and execution by a skilled tattoo artist to ensure the code is precise enough for scanners to read it accurately. Yeah, dude.
Man.
If it starts fading a little bit, it just doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't work anymore.
That is fun. I would get a QR code tattooed. Right, Shannon. This is. We got to figure out a way to get more people to donate to your GoFundMe. Okay. Maybe if you picked one winner to suck and fuck.
Nope.
Or one donation guy.
Nope.
Just suck and fuck one guy, Shannon.
Nope.
Or one winner gets to see them when they're done.
What about that, Shannon? One winner gets to see them in real life, not touch you. But you have to actually show your.
You're
tits
behind
to
bulletproof
them.
Glass and everything.
Yeah. You're going to a deli in Harlem.
No one's going to get to them.
What about tiered rewards? Like when you hit 2,000.
She's going to cry.
You'll post a video of you doing jumping jacks with no bra on for like 10 seconds.
But not with your tits out, just with like a fun shirt.
I don't love it.
Shannon, you need to listen to me. If you want people to pay for your fucking body, you have to be a little sluttier. I'm being honest about this. This is real anger.
This is all your idea.
No, it's not.
No, thanks.
It sounds like coercion.
Shannon, you want your fucking new tits, and I'm trying to get you your new tits, but every time we give you an option to do something,
you're fighting us tooth and nail here, lady.
I don't like it. I don't think that's good. I don't want to do that. Well, how do you expect free tits? I'm going to give $1,000.
Well,
he does have a point.
I say when you get to 2,500, you do the show in a bikini top.
Not gonna do it.
When we get to 5,000, I'm donating another 1,000. But you do another thing for the next, and then Shannon. Then you pick one donator who's over a donation over like $250 or $300, right? You pick one guy who actually gets to see your tits in real life. We come in the office
at his expense.
You just flash him real quick.
You just flash him.
Maybe if I can see what they look like.
Shannon, you're a fucking no.
Shannon, you're the one that gets the pick.
No. It's gonna be a random person.
Shannon doesn't want uggos.
But that's crazy. Shannon, what a psycho you are. You just an ugly. Who's going to donate money? Ugly men are donating.
Yeah.
He's going to be a hot guy.
Every guy's
going to be a creep.
Yeah.
That's donating.
But there's going to be a least creep of all of the donators.
Deplorable says, Lewis, a G is cheap. A G is not cheap. I'm giving $1,000 towards tits I'm never going to suck. That's crazy.
That is, yeah.
Shannon, I'll tell you right now, if you said you're going to put every guy who donates $300 or more into a fucking, and every $300 you donate, you get another raffle, we would get there in 2 weeks, Shannon.
Again, he is right.
Shannon, you should do it for your health, because you have to get those old ones out.
Seriously, Shannon.
Think of your children. Think of your future.
All right, Shannon.
You're releasing poison into your body.
Hear me out on this one, Shannon. You get a BBL. But with fat from my body. So I get to get liposuction, and then you can put my fat in your ass and tits.
Okay.
Think about it. Ass amico.
I don't hate it.
That's pretty good.
And anytime somebody squeezes Shannon's ass, I'm like, ooh.
You get phantom ass.
Yeah, I get.
That'd be sick.
Let's see. Squawkman says, what are we 14 years old? Who gives a shit about this? Yeah, a lot of people care, guys. A lot of people
and
fucking
yes, we
care.
Are 14.
Wow. Yes. Yeah, and we're pretty immature. You're watching the Lewis and Zach show
right
now.
We just did herpes hot not that long ago. What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Yeah, dude, what do you think you're watching right now? Give me one more cup of coffee,
Grow
Shannon.
Grow up, guys.
You're pissing me off, Shannon. We need a tiered system here. This is a great idea, Zach. We get to 2,000. You get there's a prize for the viewers of the show. You're just doing the show in a fucking bikini top or even like a... make the office cold and put a top on where we can see your hard
Something
nipples.
Something they would wear for, like, if you were a shot girl. Something just real, real nice.
Would you do
them prominently displayed.
Would you do stickers and air fresheners of your boobs?
Say, what?
Like, would you do, like, stickers of you, like, in a wet t-shirt? Like, it's not no one's seeing it, but, like, they're just out there.
Would you, because this exists, because I did it with my cock years ago. I made a mold of my cock. What if we make a mold of your pussy and the winner gets to have the mold of your pussy?
I thought you were going to say boobs because that I would do.
A mold of your boobs?
Yeah.
Well, your boobs have mold, so that's why we're trying to get you new tits.
Can we like give the old ones to someone? Does that matter?
Nobody wants your old tits. If the nipples aren't attached, it's like this. Can we
bring
see?
Display them at Skankfest, her old ones.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
Right, you put them on display there.
I'm going to throw them at a car like a water balloon.
You could make a nice lamp out of it. You put light bulbs behind it. And
Shannon, I think that you're not slutty enough. And if you were just a slutty, you don't even have to be slutty, just sluttier than you're being, we would go very far in this contest.
I'll think about it over the weekend.
You need to stop thinking. You need to start doing. Okay? I'm being honest right now. I'm protective over you. Me and Shannon, you're seeing on the Friday Night Hang. Shannon's basically agreed to make out with me in Jamaica this year. So tune into that. Tune into the whole story on not the Friday Night Hang, the Friday exclusive show for Lewis and Zach. But Shannon, you just need to fucking do something a little bit sluttier. And I think the winner getting to see your tits is a fucking great thing. A great thing.
A quick flash. He's not going to take a picture. No one's going to know. Except
10 seconds.
That's
you
it.
Press them together. You say, happy birthday, Mr. President. And then that's that. How is that even a big deal to you? Who gives a shit?
I do.
We're married now. That was a trick, Shannon. That was a trick. No, Shannon, you're retarded, and you need to just give up a little bit in order to... We'll get there. We're at $1,000. We're 1/12 of the way there, essentially. We're almost there.
I'll think about it.
I can start sending out messages. I'll send a message to Tim Dillon, Shane, Nate. We'll get big donations in.
At least Tim won't want to see my boobs after.
I think he would just to degrade
you. I think
probably.
He probably would.
Pull your tits out, Shannon.
Show them to me.
I don't even like tits.
I did it because I could.
All right. We're going to wrap this one up. It's been a fun show. Fun show. Jim Florentine, Ryan Shaner. Support them in everything that they do. You guys rule. We'll be back on Friday with an exclusive episode just for subscribers to the Gas Digital Network. So if you guys are watching this on YouTube, go subscribe. Anyway, good night. When they making noise.